Let me take you back to 2019, and I know that you'll remember this. XO 19 fan event, Microsoft. They announced that a bunch of Final Fantasy games would come to Game Pass, its games on demand service, throughout 2020. And only a few ever made that window. Why is that?
You no longer have to wait anymore because as of today, it'll be available on Xbox Games Pass. This is after Microsoft promised it 2 years ago. At least they keep their promises. But yeah, as of today, Final Fantasy 13 is available on Xbox Games Pass. A couple of other games that are going to be released between, you know, from now until the 9th of September, I think it was. But Final Fantasy, obviously the biggest one and the most sought after one.
Also, I see that YouTube has announced an exclusive deal with Dr. Lupo and Timber Tadman. What's the deal behind this?
It seems that when it comes to flexing competitively, YouTube Gaming seemed to be doing quite a big flex. They recently announced an exclusive streaming deal with two famous Twitch streamers, one being Dr. Lupo and the second, Tim the Tatman. So, you know, Dr. Lupo's got 4.5 million followers already on Twitch with Tim the Tatman having 7 million. Each of them are going to be streaming as of Tuesday exclusively on YouTube. There's been no information on how much, you know, the financials behind the agreement, but I can imagine it being quite big considering the size of both of those audiences and their very obvious potential to have made quite a lot of money through Twitch.
I also see a lot of online gamers talking about Ford South Africa to be specific, launching its next esports sim racing competitions. Any details on that?
Now, I don't know what your childhood was like exactly, Mac, but pretty much any Sunday there was a Formula One Grand Prix. The whole family came over and everyone watched it after lunch. It was family tradition. So I've been interested in, like, you know, the bigger racing industry for quite some time. But never thought I'd be talking about simulated racing as much as I am now. It makes sense, though, considering what 2020 brought to us. If we want to talk about sim racing, media and technology company Motorsport Games and the ACO have joined forces to launch the Le Mans Virtual Series. Now, this virtual series will have a $250,000 prize pool. They really aren't messing around. The reason for the launch of the Le Mans Virtual Series is based off of the success of 2020's first virtual Le Mans race. And it did so well and brought so much value, not only to viewers, but also partners, you know, commercial partners and the drivers themselves, to be able to do something again and not have to worry about or wait until the world opens up and we can touch people again, which is really cool. So 2021's Le Mans Virtual Series will have four events that run between September and December, and still using the Factor 2 sim racing platform. The fifth and final round is set to take place at the 2020 Autosport International Motorsport event next year in January. So from September to December, there'll be a lot of virtual sim racing that we can watch, which is really cool. If you just look at the size of the companies that are backing this, it's no wonder that it's got such a prize pool, and it probably is going to be an annual thing with companies like sim racing hardware manufacturer Thrustmaster, Total Energies, Goodyear Tires, Lego Technique, and Algorand.